Good.
All right, my dear friends, it is now 9 o'clock in the evening. So let's continue with our session. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you enjoyed the first hour? That was already a great introduction. And actually, I didn't know exactly what Astrid was going to preach, but in fact, a lot of what I had planned for tonight was already included in her message. So we'll get to the practical part even faster. Praise the Lord. Today, as already announced, we want to specifically receive and pass on healing. Amen. That means if we need healing tonight, we want to receive healing, but we also want to be activated to pass on healing. Amen. Say, I receive healing, but I also pass on healing. And I'll quickly repeat last time. Today is already the third session on the topic of healing, but I'll briefly go over a few points from last time again. In order to experience healing in the Church of Jesus and to see it happen, it's important that we have a solid foundation in the Word. Amen. The church, we already prayed about this at the beginning. The church needs a solid foundation in the Word of God when it comes to healing. Because Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That means what our experiences tell us is one thing, but what the word of God says is what really matters. Amen. Your experience might say this or that, but what the word of God says is what really matters. And that is exactly why we also continue to preach the word of faith. Say it with me, the word of faith. That's what we talked about last time. Romans 10, verse 8. This is the word of faith that we preach, says Paul. He said, he didn't say this is the word of doubt and the 1,500 reasons why it might not work or what if it doesn't work and so on. Instead, he said, this is the word of faith that we preach. When we preach the word of faith about healing in our churches, then we will experience more healing. Amen. Then we will experience healing in all. If we preach the word of doubt, then we will see little healing, if any at all. Healing might happen by accident every now and then, and even then, it's sometimes disputed. When someone gives a testimony in such a church, it's still up for debate. No, we proclaim and preach the word of faith. That doesn't mean we're completely unaware or indifferent to the fact that people need extra support and encouragement when they experience disappointment or when things just don't seem to work out the way we expected. Of course, it's an absolutely vital and important aspect to deal with people pastorally, but we encourage you to believe the word no matter what happened in the past, no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what experience you had the day before. Let yourself be encouraged to believe the word. Amen. And the word, we've already looked at this before, the word regarding healing is absolutely clear. There is nothing else in the Bible about it. You really have to go out of your way and misinterpret the text to avoid seeing that the Bible teaches nothing other than the fact that God truly wants all of us to be healthy and whole. I'm not going to repeat the last session again where I already talked about it from the very beginning, even from Genesis 2, Exodus 15, where God reveals himself as the Lord our healer, all the way to Jesus, where it becomes completely clear. Maybe just this one passage, Acts 10:38. Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil with a word. Here, God makes it crystal clear. Healing comes from him. Sickness comes from the devil. This confusion, where does sickness come from? It needs to be removed from the body of Christ. Maybe it could actually come from God after all. Maybe God actually wants to teach us something through it. Maybe it's not quite like that after all. No, this word of God is unambiguous. Amen. This is the will of God. You're healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this word of God, Paul says this too, and I'm still repeating from last time, we have to receive this word of God with a listening heart. And that's where humility comes into play. A listening heart. Solomon prayed, Lord, give me a listening heart. What did he mean by that? Was Solomon somehow brain damaged or something? Had he spent too much time at the disco or what? No, it was about having a listening heart. That essentially means it is fundamentally about the act of receiving. Jesus taught us to receive the word like children. So sometimes I say to people who come to me for healing, sometimes there are cases where people come and say, yeah, I have this and that problem, and Reinhard Bonnke has already prayed for me, and Benny Hinn has already prayed for me, and this person has already prayed for me, and that person too, but I still have the problem. And then the first thing I say before I pray for the person is, I'm not going to pray for you just yet. The first thing you need to do is leave those old disappointments behind. No matter who has already prayed for you, or how long, or when, or how, or what, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Now is the moment when God wants to heal you. So you put that aside and let it go. And then I just lead them in a short prayer where they simply let go of all of that, because I tell them, you need to come to this prayer as if no one has ever prayed for you before.
Amen.
And I remember one time, there was a woman who was severely hearing impaired, and she told me the same thing about everyone who had prayed for her. And then I told her exactly what I just told you. And then she said, okay, I'll do that, let it all go, and said, all right, now I'm coming as if you're praying for me for the very first time. I prayed for her, and boom, her ears were woken. Do you understand? Is it now because, you know, is it because I have a stronger anointing than Reinhard Bonnke or Benny Hinn or anyone else? No, that's not the point. The point is simply this. When a free heart receives the anointing and the word of God, then it happens. Boom. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, truly I tell you, Mark 10, verse 15, truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child, that is, with a trusting heart, you know, when a dad says, hey, I brought you some candy, the child trusts that there will be candy now. Not in 2 weeks, not in 5 years, or only if they behaved well, but right now there are candies, because dad said, I brought you candies. And that's how we should trust. We should trust like a child. He says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it.
Amen.
Amen. That means we have to keep coming back to this point of childlike faith. And that is exactly why it is so absolutely essential that we act from the very depths of our hearts, and that we truly free our hearts from anything that could still obstruct or get in the way of God's work.
Amen.
Mark 11, verses 24 to 25. I already read this last time. This is what Jesus says to the disciples. He says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it'll be yours. And then he continues on with his message, and now I'm basically repeating what Astrid has already mentioned to us, just with a different Bible verse. Because then he goes on to say, and when you stand and pray, so when you pray in faith for healing, when you believe that you have received it, yes, when you stand on the fact that you have received it, then he says, forgive if you have any kind of grievance against anyone at all, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. And then comes the next verse, which is really sharp. And then he says, but if you do not forgive, then your Father who is in heaven will not forgive your trespasses either. That means why? Very simple. Jesus has forgiven you everything. But if you are not willing to forgive others, if you don't forgive others, then it's as if you are completely devaluing and undermining what Jesus Christ has already done for you. And that severely disrupts and breaks your fellowship with God. Unforgiveness actually breaks our intimate fellowship with God. And that's exactly why it is so absolutely vital and essential that we choose to forgive.
Amen.
And a broken sense of fellowship with God hinders our ability to continue receiving his blessings with childlike faith. Let's not get some kind of religious idea here. And yes, so if I haven't forgiven, then God is angry with me and he won't heal me because I haven't met the conditions. That's not the point. The point is, if you don't forgive from your heart, and it's not just about an outward action, if you don't forgive with your heart, then your heart simply isn't free. God can't do anything about that. You see, it's not about some kind of malice from God where he points his finger and says, you didn't do what I told you. No, it's simply that your heart isn't free and can't receive from God with childlike faith. That's the point. That's why it's so important. And we'll actually practice this tonight when we release healing in a moment. And that is exactly the reason why it's so vital that he first addresses and works through those things in our hearts that can often hinder us from fully receiving what he has for us. And that includes unforgiveness. Ultimately, it also includes any unresolved sin in our lives, because sin breaks our fellowship with God. But as we've already heard before, there's a wonderful promise, 1 John 1:9. What does it say there? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you have been cleansed from unrighteousness, that means there is nothing left of it in your heart. God does that. Amen. And if there is nothing left in your heart, nothing that can separate you from God, then what happens? Then you are no longer separated from God, and you can receive like a child. Amen. That is exactly what is taking place deep down in your heart. All those painful disappointments, difficult experiences, lingering wounds from the past, and even all of the religious knowledge or spiritual experience you have gathered over the years, you know? I've already experienced that. And if you knew everything I've been through and how much I've prayed and how much people have prayed for me and all of that is just baggage. Amen. It's all just baggage. That needs to go because it keeps you from receiving in the present like a child. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, today is the day. That means now is the time when God wants you to receive. And that's why it's important that you're ready for this moment right now. Hallelujah. 1 John 1 verses 5 and 7 is also interesting here in connection with fellowship with God. And here John, the Apostle John, says, and this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet we walk in darkness, that is in regard to our soul. So if there is still darkness in our soul, no matter what it is, whether it's specific sin, disappointment, hurt, or unforgiveness, anything like that, if that's still in our soul, then He says, then we are lying. If at the same time we say we have fellowship with Him, then we are lying and we are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. Hallelujah. In other words, what is this about? Very simple. You have to hold your heart up to the light. You simply have to hold your heart out to God and say, Lord, You are allowed to convict me. You can say, Lord, or rather, you must say, Lord, You may show me things and You may shine Your light on my heart. I saw that earlier during worship. That was a really powerful, powerful vision. It was very clear. I saw how the light truly shone into a deep cave all the way down to the bottom. And I believe that's what God wants, because that's where the source of life springs from. Amen. Proverbs 4:23. Yeah, today isn't July 4th, but on July 4th, you were at Proverbs 4. You heard that last week. Okay? But still, it's an important verse. More than anything else you guard, guard your heart, because from it springs the source of life. That's where the source spray from. And you know, and this is actually the very next verse in the first letter of John. He is always ready. As soon as we bring our soul into His light, He is immediately ready to forgive us and to cleanse us. Amen. And that's why it's important. The first thing we're going to do right now when we pray for healing, the very first thing we'll do is simply ask the Holy Spirit and allow Him to heal our souls from every, let's say, I'll call it this way, every wound caused by sin. You know, sin always leaves a wound. Sin causes wounds. I have an interesting Bible verse here in the expanded translation in Micah chapter 6, verse 13. Expanded translation. This connection's made really clear there. So God says to the Israelites in the Old Covenant, He says, therefore, meaning because of your sin, He was talking about their sins before this. Then He says, therefore I have struck you with a deadly wound. So sin inflicts a deadly wound. And then He says, and made you sad. What that means is that sickness often comes or finds a landing place on a wound caused by sin. That doesn't mean that everyone who is sick necessarily or automatically has a wound from sin. It just means that's the connection. If there are still wounds from sin in your life, that can encourage or even harbor sickness. It can provide a home for it. Basically, they go hand in hand. Sin, wounds, and sickness often overlap. Now, that doesn't mean every sick person should think, where is my wound from sin? That's not what I'm getting at. And this is also a passage from the Old Covenant. All right. And God is not the author of it. But the connection is clear. Sin causes wounds, and the wounds make room for sickness. And that's why the first thing we do in healing ministry, if we really want to go deep and be effective, the very first thing we do is wash the wounds of sin in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Because that's amazing. It's not your work. It's not your doing. It's the blood of Jesus. He did it, and we're allowed to claim the blood of Jesus so that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we can freely offer him our hearts and say, Lord, if there is anything left in my heart that somehow keeps me from having fellowship with you, pure, unclouded fellowship, just like a child, just ask yourself, is there anything that's keeping me from simply coming to you tonight and saying, Lord, here's your beloved son, or Lord, here is your beloved daughter, and I know that you have good things prepared for me. Yes, I know that you want me to be healthy, that you want me to be healed, and I am ready to receive it tonight, right here and now. Ta-ta, ta-ta, ta-ta. Amen. And if you find that childlike faith is not present within you at this very moment, then tonight we're going to address and confront the root cause. The cause could be hurt. The cause could be disappointment. The cause could also be trauma. The next step is in your soul. The cause could be trauma. Trauma is really nothing more than something happening in your life because of the fallen nature of creation that leaves a pain or a wound in you, which keeps reproducing itself over and over. That's why it's called trauma, because it keeps getting, how do you say, triggered again and again. And this trauma either has its cause in you having made a serious mistake or done something incredibly foolish yourself, like giving way too much gas and then causing a major accident or steering wrong or whatever it might be, or someone else committed a wrong or sinned against you. Maybe they crashed into you, or they hurt you, hit you, or even abused you. Whatever it was that happened in your life, that is exactly what causes this trauma. Certain sins cause trauma, but not every sin causes trauma. Now, please don't get me wrong, but some deeply intense experiences can cause these traumas. And then, it is absolutely important that we get down to the very root of the issue and that we apply the healing blood of Jesus to this deep underlying wound, by sincerely forgiving the person who has sinned against us, and also forgiving ourselves if we have done something foolish, and also asking for forgiveness in those areas where we may have reacted in some way to someone else's sin. In the end, it's always like this. If you don't become free from the trauma that has been inflicted on your soul right away, then your soul will build structures for how it can respond to this trauma. That means it will try to avoid things. It will put up walls. It will invent strategies simply to avoid experiencing this trauma again in the future. And that, in turn, can already be sin again. For example, hardness, being unapproachable, or whatever else. It can be anything, or simply fear. Fear can be a major reaction. Fear, uncontrollable fear, and so on. All of that is also missing the mark. Amen. But the amazing thing is, when we forgive, when we ask for forgiveness for our part and for our reaction, then the blood of Jesus can wash us and the power of the Holy Spirit can disempower this trauma. Amen. Let me put it this way. The power of the Holy Spirit, the Greek word is dynamis, means it has explosive force in the end. It simply shatters the trauma into pieces. Just imagine, tonight we're going to lay a few bombs. Well, not bombs, or what do you call them? Sticks of dynamite. Exactly. Sticks of dynamite on the traumas. Amen. Sticks of dynamite from the Holy Spirit. And we're going to blow these traumas out of your soul. The Holy Spirit is the one who does it. We're just releasing it. Releasing the dynamis power of the Holy Spirit to disempower this trauma in your life. Amen. And then, at that point, you're finally free to receive with a humble and childlike heart, because that's what truly and deeply matters most of all. And then, once you find yourself free from these various obstacles, and therefore free to trust like a little child, there are really only two additional essential steps that we need to take in order to facilitate a complete and total healing process within the body. What are those two things? The first is, we have to speak. Amen. It always starts with speaking. Hallelujah. Here in 22, verse 28, it says, if you decree a thing, it will be established, and light will shine on your ways. Mark 11, verse 23, that's before the verse I just read. Everything you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it. In verse 22 and 23, it says, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him.
Amen.
Amen. That means, in other words, we speak to the mountain. We speak to the sickness. We speak to the problem. Yes, we command mountains to be moved. And at the same time, on the other side, we speak into existence what is not yet there, but should be. As Romans 4:17, he is the one who calls into existence the things that do not exist. That's how God created the world in the beginning, through his word.
Amen. Und Gott.
Amen. And God spoke, and in the same way, we speak because we are his children.
Amen.
That's what Jesus taught us here. He showed us how to do it. He always told his disciples, hey, do it. Ultimately, he said, do as the Father does. See how the Father acts and act the same way. If the Father speaks to call things into existence, then you do the same. He himself personally did the very same thing as well. He said, hey, Lazarus, come out of there. In that moment, death came to life. He said to the man with the, well, with the withered hand, he said, stretch out your hand. That means he called things into existence. He spoke them out beforehand. He used the power of his spoken words to bring deep healing and to bring forth incredible creative miracles. In the book of Psalm, chapter 103, verse 20, we read that the heavenly angels listen intently to what we say in order to carry out these things. That means the angels actually need our words in order to act on our behalf. Amen. If we don't command anything, if we don't speak, if we don't decree, if we don't call things into existence, if we don't call things that are not as though they were, then the angels also have nothing they can do. Then they just stand there and think, okay, well, the glory of God is wonderful. They really like the presence in this church, but still they have nothing to do. There can actually be the greatest glory. Yes, the greatest glory in a church and in a service. But if we don't take action and speak, if we don't do anything with it, in other words, then it's just a nice experience. But our word makes the difference. The Spirit of God hovered over the chaos at the beginning of creation. But if God hadn't spoken, it would still be that way today. Then there would be chaos, and God would be there, and the presence of God would be there. The glory of God would be there, but the chaos would still be chaos. God had to speak. And if even God had to speak, then we have to speak too.
Amen.
So what we do is we speak. Praise the Lord. And specifically, we speak the word of healing.
Der Heilung.
Why did the servant, or rather, why did the centurion say to Jesus about his servant, just say the word and my servant will be healed? Because he understood the power of the words of a son of God.
Amen.
That is the power of your words. Just say the word. It's not about praying long prayers or saying long prayers later on. You just need to speak a single word with the right determination, with the right clarity, with the right childlike faith. And call into existence what does not yet exist. Call the bone, the ligament, the tendon, the disc, the nerves, whatever it is, the organ, simply call the healthy, natural state into existence. Amen. And to what doesn't belong there, to the cancer cell, the ganglion, the tumor, whatever it is, the growth, fluid, or the too many or too few specific blood cells, or whatever it may be, command that it must disappear.
Amen.
Amen. Speak to the mountain. So we speak healing through the word. And then, and this is the last thing we do. So we've already heard, we wash our wounds of sin in the blood. We treat trauma with the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. We speak healing into the body. And then fourth, we act in faith. That's important too. Why is it important? The word says, for example, in James 2:17, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. That means if you speak something into existence and then act as if nothing has changed, you're acting against what you just spoke. For example, if I say, I don't know, someone has a knee problem, just as an example, and I command this knee to function normally again, but then I don't say, okay, now move your knee, then I don't really believe that anything has happened. Maybe I believe that something will happen in 2 weeks or so, but you know, today is the day. Amen. If not today, then when? Yes, the word says so. Now is the day of salvation. Now's the time for our healing. So what do? I act in faith. Jesus often did the same thing. He told so many people, get up, pick up your bed and walk around. He told them to do something they actually couldn't do. And the answer could have been no. Yeah, but I can't do that. Don't you know what's going on? But Jesus had already spoken. For example, with the paralyzed man, Jesus first declared the forgiveness of his sins, which was very important. And then he said, now you can walk. And he received it by faith. This signifies that he acted in faith. Amen means that we are acting in faith. We speak in faith and we act in faith. And when God tells us to do something specific, I mean, it's very simple. If your knee has a problem, it's pretty straightforward how we act in faith. We just move the knee. We jump up and down or bend over or whatever else. But sometimes there are things where maybe you need to, hey, go to the bathroom and check if the rash under, well, wherever, is gone. Amen. That means even then, an action is needed. Sometimes there are also actions like that. It's also really important to mention that. Sometimes there are also actions like that. Like, I don't know, someone experiences, for example, because you mentioned it, supernatural fat loss. That can happen too. Amen. So someone loses fat supernaturally, suddenly they're 15 kilos lighter. Maybe, and we've seen this happen quite a few times, maybe the act of faith after that is that you eat less. Just as an example. Or maybe it's different. Maybe that's also an act of faith. Amen. If you keep shoveling in carbs and sugar and so on, then maybe in 2 months, you'll be praying again for those kilos to go away. But at some point, your faith gets weaker in the whole thing because the real act of faith is actually something else. Sometimes the act of faith is something else that still needs to happen. Sometimes, for example, if someone can't be here and you want prayers for them, then we can pray here in faith. But maybe it also means that we say, okay, we bless a cloth, and the act of faith is that you take that cloth to them and lay it on them. That too can be an act of faith. Health-promoting habits can also be a profound act of faith. Maybe Jesus doesn't just say to you after you've been miraculously healed from your spinal problems, not just get up and walk around, but maybe he also says, get up and start jogging for 20 minutes every single day. You say, what? Jesus would say something so natural? He made your body. And he knows what it needs. And exercise is definitely part of that. Just like healthy eating, simply taking care of your body, getting enough sleep, those things too. We can pray for fatigue or something like that. But if you're only sleeping 5 hours every night, well, I mean, I would end up with chronic fatigue syndrome too. You can pray all you want. Well, some people might only need 5 hours. I mean, I need more. But in any case, you need enough sleep. And I think 5 hours is definitely too little. I mean, I think any doctor would tell you that.
Okay.
Or keeping the Sabbath could also be something God is telling you, that you have 1 day a week, no matter which day it is. It doesn't have to be Saturday or Sunday, but 1 day a week where you really rest, where you don't just go through your usual daily routine, but where you truly come to rest or set yourself apart. That too can be an important act of faith to introduce that into your life. Or having regular prayer time with your spouse can also be very beneficial for your health. You don't always have to pray for the same things, like healing or something, but just praying together, just doing that alone definitely has an effect on your marriage, and it also impacts your spiritual life and so on. So all these things, you know, there are many other things as well. I just mentioned a few. But the Bible says that we should not defile the temple of God, which is us. So to keep coming and saying, Lord, heal me, when we ourselves have defiled the temple of God. God gives grace, grace. And he does that once, and maybe he does it a second time, and if he is very merciful, even a third time. But at some point, he says, hey, now go and sin no more against your body. Amen. I'm really quiet here tonight. Hallelujah. You've already heard so much about humility. You're all feeling pretty intimidated. No, but it's important. It's important. Luke 18:8 says, it's a wonderful verse. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Why does he say that? He says that because faith comes, as Astrid already mentioned earlier, or rather, now put a little differently, but I always like to say, faith comes from surrendering to the Word of God. That means, actually, the root of faith is an act of humility. That means I surrender to His Word, to His Logos Word, was written here, especially when it comes to healing. And I also surrender to His Rhema Word, the specific word He might speak to me and say, hey, go and, I don't know, jog for 20 minutes every single day, or go to the gym, or whatever it might be. Or stop smoking. That would also be an act of faith, for example, which definitely wouldn't hurt your body. Or cut down on alcohol, or don't do as many drugs as you were doing before. An act of faith.
Amen.
That means when Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? He's not saying that we should force faith out of ourselves as some kind of personal effort, but actually what he's saying is, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith, or will he find an attitude of the heart that's full of know-it-allness, of independent self-thinking, personal self-will, acts of rebellion, and so on? And this is about our hearts. Amen. And if he finds a heart full of self-will, rebellion, and so on, then it becomes very difficult. Then it's just like in Nazareth. That means he couldn't do much. He couldn't do much. Why? Because they had their own way of thinking. We know him, after all. We know him. That's Joseph's son, right? Yeah. Tonight, maybe someone will speak for you about healing. And you'll think, yeah, I know her. I already know that. Yeah, of course. That's my sister, after all. No idea. I already know that. I know her weaknesses exactly. She still drinks so much coffee or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So do you permit yourself to adopt this way of thinking, this know-it-all attitude, to become a stumbling block for you, meaning something that hinders and obstructs you on your path to receiving the blessings from God like a child, or do you not allow it? Amen. That means, do you come with this childlike faith? And that's exactly what Jesus actually missed in Nazareth, because they knew him too well. Sometimes when you know someone too well, it can be harder to receive from them. But that's not because of the person. It's because of our own hearts. Amen. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually receive very well from someone you know very well. If you simply decide and say, everything that happened before is forgotten, it's in the past. Now I'm here, and I believe God's word with childlike faith. For example, Mark 16:17 says that those who believe will lay hands on the sick, and it'll go well with them. Amen. That means they will be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. I stand on that with childlike faith, and anything visible that tries to hinder me, I put aside. Amen. Are you ready?
Bereit.
Hallelujah. Are you ready to open your heart to God? Because that's where we begin. Amen. Okay, then let's all stand up together. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's just, as I said, hold our hearts in the light of God and say, or just repeat after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I hold my heart out to you. You watching over live stream, just join in and speak along. You are included as well. You will experience the healing and miracle work and power just the same tonight. I bring you all the deep and painful wounds of my soul, all my persistent stubbornness, all my inner rebellion, all my prideful know-it-all attitude, and all my past life experiences. And I, Holy Spirit, I humbly ask that you please convict me now of every wrong attitude of the heart, from every single hidden unforgiveness, of every deep wound of sin in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for your precious holy blood. Your blood washes over me white as snow, and your blood cleanses my heart from all unrighteousness. Whatever I hold out to you is completely dealt with by the precious blood of Jesus. And now let's pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit be stirred up. Rabasi Alaba Shikala. Karabasi Karabasi. Karabasi Karabasi.
Rabasi Karabasi 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 Karabasi.
Holy Spirit, do your work. Do your work in our hearts. Do your work in our souls. Convict us, Holy Spirit. Show us where we still need to forgive. Show us where we need to ask for forgiveness. Show us, Holy Spirit, what needs to come into the light tonight in the name of Jesus. Let it come into the light now, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we surrender. I humbly say, I surrender myself completely to your holy word and to your perfect divine will, which is to fully heal me, to thoroughly cleanse me, and to set me entirely free from every single thing that stands between you and me, from everything deep within my soul, and from everything within my physical body. I ask all of this in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's pray in tongues again. And if anything at all should arise now in your innermost soul, in your heart, the radiant light is really shining into the depths of the cave now, into the very depths of your soul. If anything comes up where you realize, yes, there's still something there, something I should ask forgiveness for, then just go ahead and ask for forgiveness right now. Just say, Lord, I ask you for forgiveness for this or that. Or if something comes up where someone else has hurt you, where maybe there was a trauma in your soul caused by another person, or simply a wound, anything that is still hanging on and you just haven't let go of yet, then just decide right now. Maybe you've done it before, but tonight you decide with determination and with faith in the Word of God that you forgive that person. That means you let them go. You say, Lord, I forgive this person no matter what they have done. I forgive them and I let them go because I acknowledge that what you have forgiven me for, Jesus, is at least as great, at least as bad as what this person has done. Hallelujah. That's how you should say it. That's how you should see it because we like to see it differently. We always say and think that what we've done isn't as bad as what others have done. But for Jesus, for God, for the Father, every sin is equally bad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are doing this work deep inside us right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. So ask for forgiveness, forgive, and now claim the blood of Jesus. Then claim the blood of Jesus, which cleanses. Father, we now take your blood, Lord, the blood of Jesus, your Son, Lord. And with this blood, we now wash all these wounds of sin, because every sin has caused a wound. and we wash it now. We wash it now. We wash it now. We now claim the blood. We release the blood of Jesus over every wound of sin that anyone here has caused or that someone has inflicted upon themselves or both, Lord. We claim your precious blood. Now you wash. Wash now all our hidden areas of the soul with the holy blood of Jesus Christ, with the cleansing blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Jesus, for your precious holy blood. Thank you so much that it truly forgives me and that it cleanses me from all unrighteousness and from all of my unforgiveness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it washes, it washes, it washes you too, even over the live stream. Whatever it is, just let the blood of Jesus wash you because it is perfect. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, but only a perfect washing in the blood, a perfect cleansing through the blood. And in that moment, it's as if it never happened, as if it never existed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are cleansed. I declare this over you in the name of Jesus. You are cleansed by the mighty blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And now we come against every power of disappointment, old experiences that are still somehow lingering in your soul, in Jesus' name. We now take the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit against every trauma that is still somewhere in a soul, a past trauma of abuse or of hurt or of rejection or whatever it may be, bullying or anything else. We now claim the dynamic power of God. Just pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues. We now claim the dynamic power of God. We now declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the dynamic power of God, we break in the name of Jesus Christ every power of trauma here in this room and also over the live stream for every single viewer. We break this power of trauma now in your life in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the dynamic power of God, we also declare that every disappointment, every old experience that still clings to our lives and could keep us from truly trusting like the children here tonight is broken. We break them. We break their power by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And we now declare disappointment, trauma, old experiences out of these souls, man. Out of these souls now, in Jesus' name. Just exhale. Just exhale now. Deliverance ministry. Out of these souls and every spirit of darkness that has attached itself. Every spirit of rejection. Every spirit of unforgiveness. Every spirit of disappointment. Every spirit of disappointment. Every spirit of hopelessness. I now command you out of this soul. Every spirit of prolonged hope. Out of your soul now. Wow. In Jesus' name, just exhale. Out of your soul now, in the name of Jesus, in the name. Wow, wow, wow. Something is happening. Feel it. Hallelujah. Out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Also over the live stream. Hallelujah. Hello, I see someone over the live stream. You're manifesting pretty strongly right now, starting to cough and so on. I say now, out of your soul now, in Jesus' name. Exhale and you will be set free. Even where you are alone watching the live stream, right now you will be set free. You just speak it over yourself. You can also do it yourself. You can also say it yourself. But everything that doesn't belong in my soul, out. Just this one word, you simply say out and then you breathe it out. Because spirits are like breath. Spirits are like wind. Pneuma in Greek means wind and it means spirit. And in the moment when you exhale, you say out. And it has to go out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now we say, thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful childlike heart of faith. Whatever is still lingering within my body that simply doesn't belong there, tonight I am going to leave it all right here and not take it home with me anymore. Instead, I will be completely healed and I won't have to carry it anymore. because it truly doesn't belong to me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your miraculous healing power in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay? And now I ask, who is here? And you actually need a physical healing, because now we need to specifically speak to the physical things and act in faith. Who here needs a physical healing tonight in any way? Just stretch out your hand. That's it. We're all standing anyway, so just stretch out your hand. And now we're just going to do the following. Now, I'm going to get you started and activate you in this speaking and acting in faith together. So just look around and find someone. If you didn't raise your hand earlier yourself, just find someone who did. That's the first thing we're going to do. If you didn't raise your hand, just find someone who did and go to that person. Just stand next to that person, okay? Everyone who hasn't stretched out their hand yet, just quickly stand next to that person, okay?
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't do anything yet. Don't do anything else. Just stand next to that person, okay? Stand next to that person. All right. If you still have your hand raised and don't have anyone yet, then maybe you need to team up with someone else who also has their hand raised. That means first one person speaks and then the other, and one receives and then the other receives. Okay? So stand next to someone, to a person who also has their hand raised. Okay? Just look around the room, okay? Does anyone still need someone? There's still a hand up over there. Okay? You stand here. Okay, wonderful, perfect. God can work through any vessel. So don't let get distracted now thinking, I don't know them, or are they a believer? No. Now, say something to the person you're standing next to now. Say, you look very faithful to me.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Okay, that is really good, because you see, we receive them like precious children from God. But people are the channels. That's how it is. It was like that with Jesus, and it's still like that today. The Word became flesh. People are the channels. But so that this human channel does exactly what is in line with the Word of God, I will now simply guide you step by step through this healing service. And we'll just do exactly what I say, one thing after another. First, you ask the person and say, where? So if both of you need a miracle, first decide who goes first. But then ask the person, where do you need a miracle in your body? Okay? Just ask them, where do you need a miracle in your body? Okay? Where do you need a miracle in your body? Do we still need someone else to pray? Are there still people here who aren't praying yet? You already have someone you're praying for? Is someone else still needed? Can you still go to someone? That sounds good. Really great. Stretch out your hand where someone still needs someone. Okay. Good. Perfect. Great. Okay. So now you should know where the person needs a miracle. You do not really need the complete medical report since 1945. Just more simply put, exactly where does the person need a miracle? Okay.
Good.
Yes. Now, next step. We're doing Mark 16:17. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That means next you ask them, may I lay my hand on the part of your body that's affected or on your head? If it's a specific location where you can't or shouldn't place your hand directly, then just put your hand, or simply ask them if you can put your hand on their head. And then we will do the following. Attention, here's what we're going to do. We'll all speak together out loud in tongues for about 30 seconds, okay? First, we're going to speak. Are you listening? We'll start by speaking in tongues for half a minute. Then, from up here at the front, I'll begin to release the glory of God into the room over everybody. And you release the glory of God over that organ or body part that's affected, because that's what God did at the beginning of creation. He said, let there be light. That means the glory of God over the chaos. Amen. That means you release, well, that's the whole teaching in itself, but I'm not going to talk about that tonight. We'll just keep it simple and do it this way. You simply release the glory of God over that body part. That releases the glory of God over that organ. And then from the front, I'll start giving specific commands for things to come into God's order. Organs, joints, whatever it may be, I'll just speak from the front as the Holy Spirit leads me. But you specifically speak to the body part that's affected, and you say, in Jesus' name, heart, come into God's order. You say, in Jesus' name, nodules, dissolve. You say, in Jesus' name, blood cells normalize. You say, in Jesus' name, everything that doesn't belong in this body disappear. You say, in Jesus' name, this knee comes into divine order. You say, in Jesus' name, metal in the body that is causing problems and restricting movement dissolve and transform into bone tissue. You simply give the creative command. The angels listen to what you say. There really are artisan angels who actually get to work according to your creative command. What's important is that you don't plead or beg with weak prayers like, Lord, if it is your will, or anything like that. Instead, you heal the sick. Jesus said, heal the sick. He didn't say, pray, please, beg, but rather, heal the sick. That means you give the command, you speak it out, you call into existence what is supposed to come into existence, you command the mountain to be lifted up and thrown into the sea and so on, but only what doesn't belong there, okay? And then I'll say, for now, I'll just tell you everything in advance, but I'll also guide you through it. Then I'll say, now just let the glory of God work on your body for half a minute, okay? And don't think about anything. Just don't think about anything for half a minute, because that's the moment, the crucial moment, when we don't let ourselves get distracted by any thoughts coming from the side. But instead, we just stay focused, letting the glory of God, the substance of God, flow. And then when the half minute is over, I'll say, now in Jesus' name, act in faith. That means you, the one ministering to the person, act with the person in faith. Tell them or even help them lift their arm up if they couldn't lift it very high before. Of course, carefully, you don't want to hurt them. But yes, sometimes when it's done in faith, Smith Wigglesworth, for example, sometimes punch people in the stomach with full force and then their tumors dissolve. Okay? If you have that from the Lord, yes. But if not, and the person ends up in the hospital, then it's not my fault. Okay? So you act in faith with the person. Tell them to simply do something they actually couldn't do before. Specifically, just run a full lap, go to the bathroom, check exactly what has changed, or even run up and down the stairs. If you need to test it like that, just act in faith. That's the last step, or rather, actually, it's the second to last step. The very last step is that we give God the glory for what he's done. Amen. That means we give testimony about what God has done. Okay? That's the process. Okay? Are you ready? You on the live stream. I hope maybe you have someone you can team up with, either in person or, of course, you can also connect over the phone, WhatsApp, or whatever, FaceTime, or anything else. Just team up and pray for each other. If you know any other Glory Live students, just give them a quick call, and you'll both be part of it, and that person will be part of it, too. Okay, here we go. So first, place your hand on the spot or on your head. Second step, let's pray in tongues for half a minute, okay?
Oh, Father,
in the name of Jesus, we release your glory, Lord. As your children, as sons and daughters of glory, we release your glory tonight over every part of the body that is sick, over every organ, over the entire body of this person. In the name of Jesus Christ, just release the glory of God now on the knee, on the shoulder, on the eyes, on the ears, in the name of Jesus Christ. But release the glory of God onto it in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command these ears to open. We command these eyes to see clearly. We command these knees to be set free, to move in the name of Jesus Christ. Now give the command like a child, but with clarity, with determination, with faith. Give the command now. Command these cells to come into alignment with God's order. Command these bones to come into alignment with God's order. Command these body parts to come together according to God's order of creation. Command this organ to function normally right now. command this cartilage to be fully regenerated in Jesus' name. Give the creative command now.
Command.
Command this retina to be regenerated. Command this macula to be regenerated in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the command now. Give the command now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give the command in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And then just let the divine glory of God flow deeply into this body part for the next 30 seconds without any distracting thoughts. Just let it flow in. In the holy name of our Lord Jesus. Now let this work manifest without thinking. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Papa dear. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just let it flow. Don't pray anymore now. Just let it flow.
Whew.
There it is. Now relax, and the person being ministered to, relax as well. And now, in the name of Jesus, act in faith. Do something you couldn't do before. The one ministering, just simply. Do something with the person that they maybe couldn't do before. Walk with them or bend with them or whatever else it might happen to be. Just simply do something with the person that simply wasn't even possible for you to do before. Just do something. Act in faith now. Act in faith. Now act in faith. Be creative, even in acting in faith. Be creative. Be creative in acting in faith. Maybe go to the restroom if you need to check if something has disappeared. See what's going on with the lung. Keep a close watch for freedom from pain. Keep a close watch for freedom of movement. Go ahead and do something right now that you were not able to do before in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. 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 And then comes the last step. Then give Jesus the glory for what he has done. Hallelujah. If you couldn't test it right away because it's something internal, then just give him the glory. Just jump up and down three times and say, thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Thank you, Jesus, for your complete restoration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, real quick, a short test or a quick check. Who among you just felt a change in your body right now? Just wave your hand real quick. Here, back there, there, there. Wow, so many. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, real quick, second round, because there were some who still need to pray for each other again. So where the second person still needs to receive something. If, for example, the person you minister to has had their symptoms decrease a bit, then you can go ahead and speak into it a second time in this second round. Or even if nothing seems to have manifested yet, just go ahead and speak into it a second time. Jesus also spoke twice to the blind person. If everything is already good, then just keep thanking the Lord and praising Him. And in a moment, we'll hear a few testimonies about what happened. But now, let's do the second round. You ask the person, what exactly is the problem you're dealing with? And then, right after that, you began praying fervently in tongues. You start in tongues. Do exactly what I say. Don't try to do your own thing or want your own way or anything like that. That's not the Holy Spirit. Just do what we're doing together. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, pray in tongues. And now we release the glory of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the full glory of God over this specific body part. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the glory of God rest on these knees, on these shoulders, on this sternum, and right here on this spine. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, release the glory of God in your command. Yes, we now say, we command in the name of Jesus Christ, every disc to return to its place, every tendon, every muscle, every nerve to return to its place, every joint to return to its place, every nerve to return to its place, every pinched nerve be free and released. In Jesus' name, Every ounce of pain leaves these physical bodies now. In the name of Jesus Christ, pain, leave everywhere in this room. Pain, leave these bodies. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Restriction of movement, leave these bodies, be free and released. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And then let the glory of God flow in for half a minute. Just let it work without thinking about anything. Simply without thinking. Just let the weight of God's magnificent glory rest peacefully on this specific part of the body. Just the weight of the glory of God. Wow. Wow. There are so many angels active right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now, in Jesus' name, do something you couldn't do before. Act in faith. Be bold. Be courageous. Be like a child. Just like the man who simply picked up his bed and walked away like a child. Jesus said it, so go. Move your arm. Move your knee. Move your leg. Just like a child. Just do it because Jesus says so. Jesus says, yes, yeah, stretch out your arm. Stretch out your hand. Look into the distance. Snap your fingers by your ear. See what has changed. Where your ear might have been hard of hearing. Whatever it is, whatever you now have to do, act in faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Act in faith. Keep acting in faith. Keep acting in faith. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then give Jesus the glory. Amen. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Now pay attention. Now I want to see now in the second round. Who can in the second round? Who can say now? Something has changed in my body. Wave your hand if things change this round. You? Anyone else? Just give a quick wave so I can see. Back here as well. Thank you, Jesus. Who else here as well? Thank you, Jesus. Fewer people were prayed for in round two, but some saw results fast. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now pay attention. Because overall, there were just so many who really experienced healing just now. In both the first and the second round, a lot of people raised their hands overall. That's why we're going to do it like this now. Everyone who can say, yes, these complaints are now gone, or they're almost gone, or at least have significantly decreased, and I've had them for more than 1 or 2 months, just come forward and give a testimony, simply because the testimony is about Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is this. As we give testimony, we will. Even more things will manifest, because there is power in that as well. So come up to the front quickly and share what happened. If you've had the problem for more than 1 or 2 months, and now it's either significantly decreased. If it's gone, come to the front quickly. Everyone this applies to, just come up front now. Come on. Everyone come up to the front at the same time so everyone can quickly share their testimony, okay? So just come up to the front. Let's start with you. What happened with you?
I had stomach problems, nausea, fatigue, total exhaustion.
How long?
For quite a while.
Okay. And was there any medical cause?
I haven't been to the doctor yet. I haven't got an appointment.
No appointment yet? Gotten one. What happened?
That it's improved.
So it's gotten lighter now?
It's gotten lighter. The nausea's gone.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that means you really had constant nausea, basically in your stomach. Here, now it's totally gone.
I always have stomach issues. The nausea's gone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened with you?
Amen. About 30 years ago, I lost my sense of smell.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't because of corona yet.
No, it wasn't corona back then. Well, and now someone prayed for me. And I was finally able to smell the scent of my wife's hair once again. And I could smell my hands.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now someone just needs to hand you a rose.
Yeah, people have already handed me other things. That hasn't worked yet, but it's a step in the right direction. Yeah.
So that means you can definitely smell certain things now. Hallelujah. Father, we release that you will finish the good work you started in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who else had raised their hand? You had earlier. Had complaints. And now they're gone. A whole bunch of people had raised their hands earlier. Just quickly give you testimony. What happened? Everyone who raised their hand earlier. Where are you now? A second ago, everyone's hands were up. Now no one dares. Come on. Yeah, and you too. Okay. Let's start with him. He was the first one brave enough.
I had neck pain, and I could barely turn my head. And now it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened with you?
Since 2017 or before, or maybe since 2019, I've always had hearing aids. And when Doris prayed just now, it started getting better again.
You could hear from a greater distance?
Yeah, now I could.
Without
hearing aids, it got better.
Amazing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened with you?
I've had significant physical damage to my legs and hips ever since the day I was born. And I actually couldn't walk very well anymore.
In muscles?
Yes, in my whole walking apparatus. And now I suddenly ran back there. I didn't even know that about myself.
So you just ran through the building? Yeah, back here.
I ran really fast and light on my feet. I'm not used to that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He renews your youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who else has experienced something? Just come quickly to the front. Everyone who has experienced something, just come quickly to the front. Okay, what happened with you? Your ears. What was going on with your ears?
I just hear a little poorly. Well, I hear relatively well when someone speaks to me directly, but she was, I don't know, standing about 2 meters behind me and said my name.
And you're saying you couldn't hear that at all before?
No.
Very poorly.
Okay. Praise
to you. It was busy around me with a lot of noise. Wow.
Praise the Lord. God has opened your ears.
He renews your youth like the eagles.
What happened with you?
I've had back pain for a few days, and today was really bad, and now we just prayed. And now it's dead.
Now it's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anyone else? Just quickly tell us what happened. Before and after. Just before and after. Who else? Quick, don't be shy. There were a few more people who raised their hands. So go ahead. Don't be shy. Y'all look so tired already. Hallelujah. You know, no one dares anymore. Okay, then let's give Jesus the glory for everything he's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Also here via live stream. Send us an email. You can write it right away. We can see it here, too. If you just quickly send us an email at wonder-at-glory-life.net, just send us an email, and we'll see it. And then we can celebrate with you about what God has done for you. Amen. Because it works the same way over live stream, too. The healing power of God is at work. Father, we thank you, and we believe you for an explosion, a healing power, God's power here through all of Glory Life. Students, or we thank you for all these supernatural world changers, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, who are now released, Lord, to bring the dynamic power of God everywhere, healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if there was something for you that was prayed for just now, which is, of course, the case for some of you, where you couldn't test it right away, then simply check it in the coming days with your doctor or wherever you need to. If you can just test what has changed, do it. And then just send us an email right away to wonder-glory-life.net. Let us know what you experienced, what has changed. Maybe tomorrow, when you turn on the TV, you suddenly notice you don't have to turn it up so loud anymore. Your spouse asks you, why is the TV so quiet? And then you suddenly realize, aha, God has opened my ears. However it shows up, you'll notice it in the next few days. Just send us an email, wonder-at-glory-life.net. Amen. Healing and delivers. Last Sunday, we were in Hamburg. Sunday and Monday, we were in Hamburg. And it was really powerful. Anointing of Delizus. It was awesome. On Sunday evening, I just spoke a quick word. Even before the sermon, I simply spoke deliverance into the room. And then it started happening all over the room. The demons were screaming. People were rolling on the floor. It was really intense. For Hamburg, it was really wild. And Hanseatics aren't usually like that. Outgoing, but there was really something going on there. Praise the Lord. So, God is good. He also gives us more in the area of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And what's important is, if you received healing tonight, then just like the person who prayed for you, in the moment you receive healing, something is deposited in you that enables you to pass on healing to others.
Amen.
And if you ministered healing tonight, then you are now activated in this ability to heal. So use it whenever you get the chance. Because what we might hear tonight in terms of testimonies is, according to God's plan, just a tip of the iceberg of what has been released. Because the 10 or 20 people you will heal in the near future aren't even included here tonight. But they are, so to speak, the ripple effect, or what's it called? The domino effect of what has happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, dear ones, time has gotten away from us. Let's just take up an offering now. Let's thank the Lord with the best we have, with our finances. Let's bless Him. Let's look into the kingdom of God tonight, also into the word of God that we've heard, into the anointing we've received. And let's just do that. What? He shows us. Okay, so let's get started. As I said, if you're here in person, you always have the option to give your offering directly or to fill out a pledge form that's under your chair and then transfer the amount in the next few days. Or if you're watching via live stream, the information will be displayed for you. You can give by bank transfer, PayPal, or credit card. So just do it the way He has shown you. In any case, you are free, even if you don't have the amount with you. As I said, there's the pledge form. All right, then, let's get started. Wolfgang is passing around the buckets. And while you're passing them around, I have a few more testimonies here. Also, for one, a testimony from the last Glory Live school evening, last Thursday. Tabea writes here. She says, on Wednesday morning last week, I stubbed my toe so hard on the edge of the bed that it immediately turned blue and swelled up. Right away, I spoke over it, declaring that the swelling would go down, that the blue discoloration would fade, and most importantly, that the pain would disappear. In the evening, I showed my toe to my husband. He then said, that must be broken for sure. I immediately interrupted and said loudly, it is not broken. When I woke up the next morning, Thursday, I could already feel that something was different. I looked at my toe. The swelling was gone. The blue discoloration was gone too, and there was no more pain. It was as if nothing had ever happened. So amazing. All glory to the Lord. Naturally, it would never have disappeared so quickly. And then, interestingly, on Thursday evening, there was the Glory Life School, where Michael spoke exactly about this, that we shouldn't accept the naturalist truth, but instead declare what is in heaven. That's exactly what I had experienced before. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we experience things even before they are preached. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Something else. Also, putting the teaching into practice. In the year 2021, I started having severe pain in my toes and the soles of my feet. The doctor confirmed my suspicion that it could be nerve pain and recommended that I take vitamin B. With prayer and the vitamins, I went through a long and agonizing time. On July 27, 2025, during the church service, Pastor George received a word of knowledge. There was someone here with aching feet. I raised my hand, and he prayed for my feet and released new arches in them. The pain didn't go away immediately. It would come and go, sometimes even radiating up into my legs. But I remained steadfast in faith that I had received my healing on July 27th, 2025. About 3 weeks ago, she wrote this sometime in early or late June, I suddenly noticed that my feet didn't hurt anymore. I am completely pain-free and full of gratitude to Jesus. Hallelujah! The healing is manifesting. Because you can see from this that sometimes you just have to stick with it. That was the jackhammer Michael talked about last Thursday. Sometimes we just have to keep at it. Hallelujah. And then, also from the other Glory House, another story for encouragement. I think I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. There was a girl who had fallen into a coma, and the doctor said it was critical. She had already been, how long was she in a coma, Manuela? 10 days? 10 days. And then you prayed at the Glory House evening for this girl to wake up. And during that evening, she woke up. That was really powerful. That was the first thing. You could be happy about that again, but I already told you about it. And now something else happened. She had more complications, the daughter, and it became critical again. We prayed again at the Glory House, and the news came that she was allowed to leave the hospital. Thank you, Jesus. So now it's finally over. Everyone from the Glory House was deeply moved because we kept standing in faith for her. Praise the Lord. Isn't that amazing? It's worth sticking with it. This coming Thursday, I'll be diving deep into the study of how we stand firm in our healing, or rather, how we stand firm in general, simply in faith, and how we continue to steadily press forward in strength on the Word. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Now, let's bless the offering. Thank you, Father, for everyone who gave tonight, Lord. Thank you for these seeds that have been sown, Lord, into the soil of your glory, Lord. Tonight, into the soil of healing, Lord. The soil of miracles, Lord. We praise you for this, Lord. We give you the glory, and we thank you, Lord, that according to your word, Lord, we will reap according to the measure with which we have sown, Lord, that it will be given back to us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here comes the first testimony from tonight via live stream. It just came in, because it always takes a little while. There's a bit of a delay. But here, Sandra from Vienna writes, I had problems with both of my shoulder blades for a year, which limited my movement. The blockage in my vertebrae caused occasional severe pain because a nerve kept getting pinched. Today, I had exactly that kind of pain where the nerve got pinched, and I received healing and turned left and right, and the pain is gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greetings from Vienna. Praise the Lord. Oh, and here, someone has been set free. Now, one email after another is coming in. Hey, shalom, beloved Pastor George. Shalom, back to you. I was just set free from a trauma. My heart has become so light. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are welcome to keep sending your emails, send your testimonies. In the meantime, we'll let Sabrina go ahead and make the announcements for the coming week.